Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
We are excited to announce that we're expanding our channel. Our radio is growing strong globally and spreading its wings. Find us in GoFundMe by searching our name, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website, and we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
Hello, everyone. My name is Magdala Ramirez, and I'm so happy to be with you today. Today, we're going to be working about the alchemist that you are. We are in this wave in our calendar Azteca. It is Nikixli wave. It is Lady Death. It is the teachings of the crystal skulls. And I really want to talk to you about it because it is going to help you to understand that transmutation. Understand that it is you, the one that it is transmuting at all times. You know, this book, we have it in our website. And this book came about in a vision quest. It was very beautiful to see that in the middle of the night, in that vision quest, here comes the mother, and literally she was dictating to me this book. So let's start by saying that the crystal skulls has been in this planet, and they are feminine by nature, just like that woman. She is life, she is death, and she is the one that it is able to understand a higher being that she has always been, and she's giving birth. The men are very much connecting with that feminine part of them that it is bringing those teachings forward. So you have all these powers that she has brought to you, and those powers, you're going to use it for making your own alchemy. So let's start with the very, very first one. She holds the memory of everything that have ever passed in the world and the cosmos. She has the memory of all past civilizations. You know, literally, that is why the women have the memory as an elephant, just like to making a joke about it. We do remember absolutely everything, just like the Earth Mother. She does remember absolutely everything. So that remembrance is just way too important to comprehend because it is in you, the part that remembers. The second one says, she has all the records of why you're here, your past lives, your present, past, and future. She knows all what you have ever done or not done. She remembers that part, and you have that in access too. She brings the gift of the changing of your mind and your vibration. And this is very beautiful because means that you are able to raise your consciousness. You have the ability to, through her, she's bringing the gift of that alchemy of the self, the transmutation. It is love what it heals. It is love what it helps you to transmute. This is an incredible ability because when you tap into that love that you have always been, and you hold on into that energy of love, everything is being a change because of that love. You have the gift of creation. She's always changing, moving, transforming. She's making a new creation. The truth is that nothing stays the same. So when you dance with it, when you dance with this understanding and her teachings about it, it is very beautiful to see that your creations are very much always evolving and changing. And if you try to stop everything and don't make any change, it will make a change anyway. You do need to make that dance, understanding that everything changes. You have the gift of creation, and she is always gonna be in there, in that creation. She has the ability to make old and new. And this is very beautiful understanding too, because when you see that you're not bounded by time, sometimes the old is the new and the new is the old. And understanding this inside of your body, it is also very, very powerful. Remember that your true body, it's a body of light. The next one is, she brings the movement in all your relations around you and inside of you. Your relations will change as you are changing. She holds the hologram within the self. Means that it doesn't matter where are you, my sister, my brother. As you begin to change, everything is beginning to change around you. For it is that part of yourself and that power that you have within your own self. The next power is, she knows all your fears and your deepest secrets. And she will use it against you, or if you embrace her, she will use it for your benefit. And this is very, very important to see. People have this rejection about her. And the truth is that is exactly the alchemy. You know, when you embrace her as she is, that she is change, that she is bringing all these powers unto you. And that fear that you have that you don't want anything to change, it is going to change anyway, as we have been talking about. And embracing that part of her, she will use those secrets that you have, those secrets that it is bringing into the manifestation over and over. She will use it for your benefit or not. So when you align with this force within yourself, you're able to transmute every single fear that it has been holding you back. The next power is, she is the one that creates the path for you and the many. As you make your first step, she will create your new path, even if you trust her or not. If you trust her, she will bring the alignment to your heart. If you don't, she will lead you into your fears. So that it is an incredible power to realize, because your path, it is you, and it is that part of you that it is creating your path. You want to create some flowers and put some flowers in your path. And whatever that is, you do need to understand that incredible ability that you have to create your own path. The next power that you have is, when you make her your friend, she will give you what you need. If you detach from your identity that it was holding you back, she will always renew this. She will give you a new understanding at all times of who you are and what are you doing. Your next power is, she's giving you the ability to fulfill your destiny by bringing the right people around you. and spirits that it will help you. She is the one that it is showing you your own destiny. And if you embrace this part of yourself and the gifts that she's bringing to you, she will help you to fulfill your own destiny. Another ability that you have in your power that you have is she's also in charge of your dreams. She's giving you the power to bring energies to your dreams as well as to bring the energies from your dreams. Means that you have the ability to bring from one dimension and take it into your dreams at the same time that you can bring those elements from your dreams and bring it back to your other reality. So when we are able to understand these powers, when we are able to comprehend the incredible abilities that you have within your own self, it is the time for you to make that alchemy in how you're able to transmute yourself. You know, those powers that Nick Kixley has brought to you, the crystal skulls, all are coming together within your own self. As you know, and we have been talking about in other episodes, we are going into a higher realm and a higher understanding. And the transmutation that it is taking place inside of yourself, it is just very, very relevant at this time. You have the power to transmute yourself. You are life and you are death too. Means in order to go into a higher realm, you do need to leave behind all what it doesn't belong there anymore. The time of Nick Kixley, the time of Lady Death, it is for you to really honor your ancestors. Honor that light that you are. Honor by putting it on what you know and be that you have always been. For not to be afraid of yourself, for not to be afraid of changes, but to bring that sacred dance in that changes, in that movements that you are. And that is the real help that you have for your people, for your friends, for your family, for your community. Once you begin to transmute yourself, you're going to mirror that transmutation, that it is possible. You do need to remember one thing. Transmute yourself. You don't need to transmute anybody else except your own children when they are children, because you're helping them to understand that transmutation. It is the mother, the one that helps you to transmute, because she is life and she has the ability to take you from one dimension to another one. Just in the same way that she is as a mother, she has the ability to channel a spirit and bring that spirit into this dimension. The spirit has always been there. That spirit has always had a body of light, but she is able to bring it into a physical body. In the same way, you are transmuting so many things around you, and this can be very much overwhelming. It is you, the one that you need to transmute yourself and show the people how to transmute themselves. And that it is just way too important for you not to bring somebody else's work into yours. Always think and decide, does this is my work? Do I am being responsible for this situation? And if the answer is no, just walk away. Your children, they do need that part in you, because they are learning how to transmute themselves, how to change that energy. And you see this energy, it has always been there. You have been using it for a very, very long time. And it was part of that feminine side of you that it helps you to make that transmutation and just change the energy. Just by that energy that you have about, okay, let's create some changes here in my home. Like changing the furniture around or creating a whole new reality inside of your home. You're being guided by this energy and understanding that the changes are always imminent. The only truth is about change is that nothing stays the same. Always is changing. So when you dance with this and you understand that it is love, what you hold in your heart, all those changes and your new creations are going to be based on love. My brother, my sister, this is the time for the people to comprehend a higher truth about themselves. Nick Kixley have come in here to help you. Don't push her away. On the contrary, embrace her because she is taking you. She is part of that elevator of the things that you need to leave behind and embrace the new one. It is you, my brother and my sister, the one who has that ability of the transmutation. That ability, it is working within your own self as we speak, making that awareness of your powers that I mentioned before. It will help you to see a completely different perspective of reality. Here we are, my sister, my brother. As we understand the next evolution of the human being, transmutation, it has to be there. Because that transmutation, it will help you to understand that transition that you are passing through in this time and space. That transition that it is taking you into a higher understanding, as we have been speaking about for a very, very long time. In our ceremonies of Nick Kixley, it was in our tribe, this beautiful dance that it was so slow that you can barely see the movement. Sometimes just to make one movement, it will take hours. And holding the presence of your own presence was able to make this movement. You know, so it is the ways of Nick Kixley. You make that change, and that change, it looks so slow in one dimension, but it is very, very quick in another dimension, because time does not exist. Time is completely relative to the observer, depending very much in what dimension you are. So, when you're making those exercises about the changes and the transmutation, it is very powerful to see those movements within your own self. Transmutation, it is very imperative at this time in order to understand that transition, but eventually you will understand transcendence. And that transcendence, it is what it is happening in many levels within your own self. You have that ability, you have that understanding, you have that power to make the alchemy of your own self. If you want to have more information, go to my website, magdalas.com. That is magdalas.com. You want to get the book? It is in there. And I also need to tell you that we are open for registrations in our School of Ascension. And you're welcome to come. We have people from everywhere in the world. So join us and send me an email if you want to participate. We are thinking about Europe for next month in July. Help us to get there. It is the time to bring all this together, all this knowledge together, the sisterhood to be expanded to. Know that I'm always with you, and I am so thankful for your work. Thank you for being you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you.
From Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.